What are metabolic wastes? After we eat, food particles are broken down and digested by our intestines into smaller particles, see below, that are easily absorbed, again in the intestines. These absorbed food particles are made up of proteins, amino acids, carbohydrates, glucose, and fats, fatty acids. These food particles help us by building our body, proteins, giving us energy, carbohydrates, maintaining the body cells, fats. They all circulate in the blood and are further broken down into smaller particles for the above-mentioned functions. Whatever excess remains are known as metabolic waste, in the form of urea, uric acid, creatinine, cholesterol, glucose, etc. Metabolic wastes of proteins like urea, uric acid, and creatinine are excreted by our kidneys through urine. At times, glucose and fats, chylomicrons, are also excreted through our renal system. Absorbed sugar circulates in our blood in the form of glucose. Excess glucose is stored in our liver in the form of glycogen and is used by the body when the circulating glucose gets depleted, for example, during prolonged fasting. In diabetes, this excess may be excreted through urine off and on. Excess fats are stored in the liver and in tissue called the adipose tissue. This adipose tissue is present in large quantities in the abdomen. The rest of it is present surrounding important organs like the heart and kidneys. When in excess, they circulate as cholesterol that gets deposited in our blood vessels, particularly the arteries, arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis, and are mostly excreted through our stools. The kidneys. You all must be aware that we have two kidneys. You also must be aware that the kidneys are bean-shaped organs located in the back of our abdomen. They each are as big as your closed fist, as shown in the image below.